Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In today's world, regional threats like the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL, if left unaddressed, will become global threats, said U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. That's why the United States and its allies are ramping up the fight against ISIL, an organization that rapes and brutalizes women and sells them as child brides. It viciously and indiscriminately attacks groups of all ethnicities, sects, and religions, including Jews, Christians, and Muslims. ISIL's goal is to impose their reign of terror over as many people and as much territory as it can by any means necessary. They call it a caliphate, said Secretary Kerry, but in reality, it's a zone of chaos and destruction. Since September, President Barack Obama has outlined America's plan to mobilize a broad coalition to degrade and ultimately defeat ISIL. And progress has been achieved. Already, ISIL's hold on territory has been reversed from the Mosul Dam to territory north of Tikrit and to the Baiji oil refinery where ISIL has been driven out. The people of Amirli were liberated, and in Kobani, Kurds were putting up a fierce and brave fight in order to rout ISIL forces. ISIL's finances have been severely restricted thanks to efforts by the U.S., Gulf states, and others. Moreover, the message of ISIL is being challenged by Islam's highest authorities. The Grand Mufti of Egypt declared that ISIL is the organization of Satan. Major mullahs, imams, and clerics are all speaking out in Friday prayer against the notion that ISIL has any legitimacy. Ultimately, said Secretary Kerry, ISIL is no match for the United States and its allies. We will gain the inevitable triumph, he said, and build a peaceful and secure future for the Middle East and, by extension, for the entire world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.